vaping. I know it is really easy to live in a bubble, and we have spent, you know, billions of dollars to get people to quit smoking in this country over the years, and you don't see it necessarily at the bus stop outside of the high school as much as you used to, but you do see vaping. Licensed clinical psychologist Ashley Burgess joins us today to talk to parents about what to do if your child is vaping. Ashley, good morning. Thank you for being with us. This is something that is far more popular with young people than I had any idea.
It's so true, Brian. I mean, we don't really think about this. We spent all this money trying to get people off smoking, and now vaping is the new thing. And kids all over the country are doing it. I think it's almost like 12 out of every 100 high schoolers surveyed in 2017 reported that they had vaped in the past month. And I think the numbers have increased incredible amount since 2011.
All right. Now, what is the danger? First and foremost, the pod or whatever you want to call it, the device that you plug into this e-cigarette has the same amount of nicotine as a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. It's got a large amount of nicotine. It's addictive just like any cigarettes are. And the biggest problem with nicotine that we don't really think about, most of us adults don't, is that kids' brains are still developing until they're about 25, 26 years old. And so this can cause harm to the developing adolescent brain. Nicotine can. And that's something that none of us are really thinking about.
All right. Now, kids think, though, because of the way it's been billed, that it's way safer than cigarettes.
It does. They've done a great job, and I'm telling you, the packaging is amazing. The first time I saw it, I don't even smoke, and I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. but they don't even think about that. And the thing is that they've been told that it's better, and I think a lot of times parents of these kids are actually vaping to get off of smoking cigarettes, and they see their parents doing it as well.
All right. I've read some studies that since November of 2017, there's been an 80% increase in high school students, and that has prompted the Food and Drug Administration to crack down by refusing to allow those, like, fruit flavors, like all that kind of stuff from gas stations. But we know, right, that, I mean, people are going to get what they want to get. I mean, we can put laws in place. I don't know what that does. This has got to start at the home. What kind of conversations should parents have with their teens?
Well, I think we just got to be honest. First off, most children are pretty receptive, and most of our teens are pretty receptive. But we have to start a conversation that's engaging and thought-provoking. And it begins with not, like, passing or judgment or blame, but I think it's about opening the conversation and finding out, hey, do you have some of your friends? Are they vaping? And kind of start the conversation that way, as well as giving them the truth about vaping. I mean, there's a lot of unknowns. There's a lot of uncertainties. There's ultrafine particles that they can inhale into their lungs that can cause serious lung disease that we don't even know. We don't even know the information enough to understand that. And I think if you have that conversation with your teenage kid, hopefully they'll begin to understand, one, that you really care about their health, but two, you're actually giving them honest, factual information for them to make a decision, because you're right. In the end, they can get it on their own, but hopefully this might persuade them to make a change.
Yeah, and like so much marketing that gets done today, you literally have to sort of be able to get beyond the packaging and beyond the sort of, hey, this is much safer, all of the messaging has been used. How are they marketing to these kids, and how is that legal if it is?
Well, you know, I don't know about the legality of the situation, but I would say they're marketing it to the public as being very cool, slim, discreet. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that they're having a problem with teens is they're coming into school and nobody knows that they're smoking. They did some reports where kids were talking about how they would exhale into their sleeve or into their jacket. And so nobody really knows, and they're carrying them around. They almost look like jump drives, you know, like you would carry your files in or your pictures in. And so that's kind of the alarming thing there. And I think that's something that maybe the school districts need to have a conference and decide what they're going to do and how they're going to find or locate that type of stuff to ban it from schools altogether.
Yeah, but you realize, I mean, if you go back to, like, I think it was 1971 when they put a ban on cigarette advertising and the way they could advertise. There's very little as far as federal restrictions on e-cigarette marketing. So maybe that's something the government can do. Well, Ashley, we appreciate it. Thank you for joining us today, and have a great one. It's something I don't even think about. Do you think about, like, you know, it's so ubiquitous. I mean, I see people, like, people were in this building doing it.
Yes. As if it's, and it's very strange to me. Like, they think it's not the same. I understand it's not smoking, but yet I'm always surprised by how comfortable people are doing it. In front of others or in public places, restaurants, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. When smoking has become not that way,
mm-hmm.
people have to huddle outside in the cold or whatever.
Yeah.
Here, today, it's like this is just sort of like the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
No.
I find it highly annoying. I find it more annoying than actual smoking, to be honest with you. I've talked about that before. That's just my personal opinion. And I think it is because people just go, well, it's just vaping.
Yeah.
Well, you're in your office inside of our building.
Yeah.
And you're doing this. Right?
Yeah. Or you're, you know, in a public space or in a restaurant or something. Like I want to
Can you
smell
do
your...
that, though? I mean, is that legal?
You know, I think because it's... I don't think that any... I think the establishment has to say something or have something posted, but I don't think it is illegal.
They've offered scholarships, some of these companies, to teenagers. They have created buzz on social media. What is Juul? J-U-U-L. And that's sort of become kind of like a nickname for actually juuling.
Yes. It's actually, it's an e-cigarette.
Right. What's the difference between an e-cigarette and a vaping?
Well, the vaping, like there's a, it's like she said, looks like a jump drive. It's like a larger thing that vaporizes into a...
But are they both based on the same technology?
Kind of, but I think the e-cigarettes don't have the same amount of exhaling. Like there's not the vapor.
If you look up vaping advertising to youth, just a simple Google search, mm-hmm. e-cigarettes and vaping comes up in equal amounts of stories around at the very top of the list.
Yeah.
I find the whole trail of vapor to be just as annoying as a trail of smoke or a trail of anything, flatulence. I mean, you give me, you know, put it whatever word you want after the word trail of.
Yeah.
And I find it highly annoying. I really do. But I do think that kids think that it's a much safer version of what we would have thought back in 1982. As smoking.
Uh-huh.
And there was always a smoking section at high school.
Yes.
Don't you remember that?
I do.
Did you have one?
We did.
I always wondered why the school didn't crack down on that more. Just societal norms. I mean, like, they're just like, you can't fight that.
It was just, it was just kind of a thing. I mean, it was just, we had teachers that smoked. We had students that smoked.
And smoked together?
Yeah.
That would be illegal, right? I mean, because you couldn't legally smoke at that age.
16.
No, 18.
Since when? It was 16.
No. Cigarettes have always been 18.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Do you want to bet like a paycheck or something on it?
Because...
Make it interesting? Driver's license is the only thing at 16 that you can do. There is that voting, cigarette smoking, and then, of course, alcohol gets into 21. Yeah, 18 years of age is the age to be able to legally buy tobacco products.
Forever?
Yeah. You think you had like Moreau Forsyth laws that didn't apply to like anywhere else in the United States of America?
Okay.
No, wait a minute. Was that you just saying I was completely wrong? I want to like go back and do that in a little slow motion.
I smoked in high school and I remember getting carded and as long as I was 16.
No. Uh-uh. I don't know what world you lived in or what convenience store
you went to.
But that's not the law. What are you finding as you're Googling that there?
I can't actually. I've only been able to slightly put in half the thing because I got to turn my mic off to do that.
Okay. Of course, it would be my fault. No, go ahead and go to the break. Here's Lindsay with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got rain and snow likely, little accumulation expected, with temperatures actually falling to around 18 degrees by 5 p.m. Then for tonight, cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy and lows around 3. For your Tuesday, increase in clouds, highs near 12, and Wednesday, mostly sunny, cold, highs around minus 4. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 36 degrees.
Sure, friend.
Don't miss the culinary affair of the year at Hearts Around the World.